Hi, I'm Jonathan Haverdink, your spiritual fitness coach. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11 says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." What were you like as a child? Were you characterized by thoughtful reasoning, patience, respectful obedience? Or were you rather impulsive, demanding, and rebellious? I'd be shocked to meet anyone who believes that they were a rational, patient child. Things like lust and pornography are childish. They're impulsive and demanding and rebellious. And Ephesians 5 verse 3 tells us that they're unfit for God's chosen people. They're impulsive, and that when lustful urges come, you gotta have it now. Giving into temptation is rarely something that is premeditated. It's spur of the moment, driven by appetite and impulse rather than rational thought. Like a child protesting the green beans in front of him and demanding a cookie instead. Can you imagine having a grown adult behaving in that way? That'd be quite the sight. Growing up into God's design for maturity means setting aside those childish ways. Easy peasy, right? Resisting temptation should be a piece of cake. Just say no. But if you're watching this, my guess is that you know from experience that it hasn't been easy to just say no to lustful thoughts and porn. It rarely is. The devil is crafty. You can imagine that the devil, whose sole purpose it is to try to thwart God's plan, would give his best schemes and resources and efforts toward making it hard to just say no. And he's been relatively successful at that, wouldn't you say? So how can we reclaim the sexual integrity and freedom for which God designed us? How can we grow up spiritually and become mature Christians? The answer does not lie within ourselves, but in Christ. One of my all-time favorite Bible passages is Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16, which says, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Jesus, who went to the cross on our behalf, was tempted in every respect as we are, and came out victorious. He can relate with every temptation, but he has overcome all of them. And we can trust him to help us when we face temptation. Jesus wants to help you win today. So as you approach him to ask for help, invite someone to hold you accountable and shut any doors of opportunity for temptation. Now go win today.